This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. I want to thank Bob Costas for joining us in the first half hour. Our 11 o'clock hour is sponsored by Vogel Heating and Cooling. Give them a call today at 314-351-2533 to schedule an appointment. Paul Biancardi handles all recruiting, all basketball on ESPN. He's one of the best in the business. He was a former assistant coach to Rick Majerus at St. Louis University when they just started to build a program that went to three straight NCAA tournaments. Paul joins us now. Paul, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Frank, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, everybody is ecstatic right now in St. Louis because of the news about Jeremiah Tillman joining a already star-studded Missouri basketball recruiting class. Your impressions of Tillman and what he means to this program?
Well, he means a lot because he brings instant size. He's a national prospect with a ton of physical upside, Frank, in terms of blocking shots. You know, at his size, he can run the floor with anybody. Tremendous at finishing inside. He's got a high level of skill. He's a very fluid athlete, 6'10". He could do a lot for Missouri on the offensive end and the defensive end as he grows in the game. He's got a huge learning curve going from the high school game to the college game. And Konzo Martin and he are both from East St. Louis. So I think this is a perfect fit for both Tillman and much needed for Missouri.
And he strikes me as a guy who won't be a one and done, could be there for a while blocking shots and rebounding.
Will be there for a while and should be there for a while. If he leaves, it's because he wants to leave. A lot of guys sometimes, Frank, think they're ready to go against the consensus. But he can play in the league someday if he maximizes his potential at Missouri, which should take him, you know, the whole time, at least 3 to 4 years.
I don't know if you've seen much of Jonte Porter, but I want to get your take because – you know, the betting line here is that he's actually going to reclassify in late July and he's going to enroll and play for Mizzou next year. What kind of player is he, and could the two of them play together at the 4 and 5 spots?
Oh, without question. I've seen Jonte Porter over the last year and a half. You know, I've been watching Michael Porter for the last 3 years. Jonte Porter, by himself, in his own right, is very good. We rank 60 players in the junior class. It's called the ESPN 60. And Porter is in that class. And that shows you how good he is, Jonte Porter. All of 6'10", very skilled, more of a post player. You know, Tillman and he could play with each other, for each other. They bring size. They bring rebounding. They bring skill, Frank. They bring skill to the front court. I mean, these are guys, Jonte Porter can get a basket for you. Terrific passer. He plays so well with his brother Michael Porter as well. So you're looking at 6'10", if Jonte Porter reclassifies, which in all likelihood he will. You got Tillman at 6'10". You got Michael Porter close to 6'10", playing the wing. I mean, that's a star-studded front line. The problem with that front line is it's all young. It's young freshmen. Jonte Porter, you know, would reclassify up, so he would take the jump. It's a tremendous front line, but it's extremely young.
And educate us on this. If Jonte goes because of his age, he'd have to be there 2 years, or could he go and be one and done?
I don't have his exact age, but what you have to do is be 1 year removed from high school, so which he would be. He'd fit that criteria. And you have to be 19.
So the question is will he be 19 next June? That's the question?
Yeah, that is the question. I don't have that answer. Okay. I don't know his age. But if those two pieces fit together and he has a tremendous season, you know, at the very worst, he can test the waters if he wants to, you know, go forward with the process. But these are all, and I think Jonte Porter has that ability and time to be an NBA player as well as Michael. Michael's just advanced right now, and you know, he's proved himself on the biggest stage with the best players against the best players. He's been consistent, putting up big numbers. He has an efficiency to his game. You know, he's a special talent who's stayed aggressive. As long as he stays aggressive, he's going to be very good. There were times that he was passive in the past, but his aggressiveness has really come forward in his rising senior year. But he was head and shoulders, Frank, the best player in the class on a talent level, on a consistency level, and on a production level. DeAndre Ayton was very, very close in terms of talent. May have more talent than Michael Porter. He's headed to Arizona. Ayton just doesn't play with the consistency and the intensity that Porter does. That's the difference between one and two.
By the way, Jonte turns 19 November of 2018, so he would have to be there 2 years, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. In terms of NBA players, we always like to compare, and I know it's really tough to do. I heard a great, like with Jason Tatum, I like that Paul George kind of comparison. Does Michael Porter remind you of somebody in the league?
You know, he has a little bit of some traits of some guys. I was going to say Paul George is one because of the jump shot is there, and the skill level at the size just makes you think of that right away, and they're both athletic. You know, some people talk about, you know, I would never mention Kevin Durant, so I'm not going to say Kevin Durant, but, you know, Michael Porter can do a lot of things at 6'10". Ultimately, though, I see Michael Porter in the NBA as a power forward type. He's going to put on 20 pounds to his frame at 6'10". He's about 220 now. He'll be 245. He'll be a stretch four. And he can really rebound on both ends and make that three-point shot. He's terrific from the foul line. And he'll beat bigger guys off the bounce at that next level. From Missouri, he can play the wing, or he can play in the post. He can play anywhere he wants and be highly productive. I've always liked him to Paul George.
Do you like any of these other recruits, Roberts or Blake Harris? Any of those guys could have an immediate impact?
You know, I do like them. I'll tell you where Blake Harris is going to be really good, Frank. Watch him pass the ball. Terrific passer. One of the top 5 to 7 passers in the senior class. So he can facilitate. He'll find guys. He'll run the show. He was going to Washington, part of that top class that Michael Porter was part of. So I like Blake Harris a lot in terms of running the fast break and helping them facilitate offense in the half court. C.J. Roberts, really speedy and quick on the ball. He'll be that transition player that will help give them depth in the backcourt. And you have Terrence Phillips coming back, so he's battle-tested. Jordan Barnett, the transfer from Texas, should be older, better, and stronger. So it's starting to come together for Missouri.
So I know it's tough to put a win total, but that's got to be an NCAA kind of NCAA tournament team, correct?
I'm not going to go that far. I'll say this. They'll have more than 8 wins.
All right. That's good.
How's that?
That's good.
That's being bold. That's bold, Frank. I'm being bold.
I know I've asked you about this before, but the 4 transfers, if you add the young man from Boston College and then the 2 high schoolers, how dramatically different is that team going to be?
Oh, that's another team that's really on its way up in SLU. So when you look at the 2 coaches with Travis Ford and Konzo Martin, I mean, there's a reason to be excited in the state of Missouri when it comes to basketball. SLU will be dramatically different. And, you know, they have a kid coming in the future, Cartier Gordon. I don't know if you're familiar with that name.
Yep.
But he's in our top 10 right now, and where he'll finish, we don't know in the class. But he'll be a McDonald's All-American type in the future. But when you look at the kids that were coming in right away this year, Jordan Goodwin and Hassan French, they impact from a physical standpoint. They're both rough. They're both tough. They have college-ready bodies. They're battle-tested. They've played on the highest level circuit, the Nike EYBL, and they've produced at a high level. I see those guys, immediate starters and impact players at SLU.
What about Illinois, the other prominent Division I school in our region? They got Mark Smith, the really good player from Edwardsville, who kind of blew up late. What about Brad Underwood's squad?
Well, Brad Underwood, I mean, what he did in Oklahoma State, I thought in 1 year was somewhat of a minor miracle. But when you look at their 217 class, Damonte Williams, he's an ESPN top 100 player. Mark Smith came on. I know a lot of people in Chicago, outside the area, Edwardsville High School, thought he was a top 100. He's on that border. He's that good. And Trent Frazier, don't forget about him, the point guard down in Florida. Speedy, quick, can shoot it. So they come in with a trio of guards that I think will help right away. And, you know, Brad's got to establish his way, his culture, you know, his atmosphere. But as far as a freshman class, that's a really good freshman class to work with.
I want to get quick some NBA draft thoughts. I know that the lottery has not been set, but if Boston gets the number one pick and they have Isaiah Thomas, think there's a chance they'd go forward and take a guy like Jason Tatum with the number one pick in the draft?
You know, with Isaiah Thomas, I mean, he's a great scoring point guard. So do you need Markel Fultz? You probably don't need Fultz, though he's a phenomenal talent. You think about it first, just a second, Frank. What about Lonzo Ball at 6'6", and then Isaiah and him in the backcourt? That, to me, is a tremendous backcourt because Ball will, you know, just facilitate it at a different level. But I think that you could look at Tatum. I think another guy that the Celtics may have to look at is Malik Monk. And I know that may sound – there's going to be a lot of guys talked about for the first five spots, but Monk can really stroke it. And when you look at the Celtics and their ability to shoot the ball in the backcourt, Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, great defenders, great team players, not great shooters, and Monk could just be a guy who could just open up the floor. So Tatum, absolutely a possibility because, you know, he can shoot it from mid-range so well. He's a mismatch problem. Don't know he'll be that much of a mismatch in the NBA, but he'll be a guy that you could move around because of his versatility. He's played the four spot at Duke, small ball. So, you know, he can play a three, and maybe if he puts on 20 pounds, he can play a four spot as well in the NBA. Certainly can play on the perimeter. So a lot of choices. Tatum, Monk. I think the Celtics need guys who can score.
You know, I want Tatum to succeed the most because he's a local kid. I know he's going to be great. But if I had to, like, to lay down a dollar bet right now of all the people in this draft who I think are going to score and be the best NBA players, the one guy that I'd be guaranteed of, this guy will be a star, would be that De'Aaron Fox. I keep going back to that performance against Ball when he had him for lunch in the NCAA tournament. Man, that guy is unbelievable.
Well, there you go. There's another point guard. I mean, we can talk about this draft is so point guard strong and heavy. When you draft in one, what do you want? You want a difference maker, a franchise player? And right now, you know, the buzz and from my eye test is a Markel Fultz and is a Lonzo Ball. Those guys, in my mind, are difference makers. And I really like Malik Monk. I mean, for his ability to shoot it with size. And we saw the numbers he put up for Kentucky, but the range and accuracy, his NBA three-point shot is easy. And he defends, and he's very, very explosive and athletic. And then Jason's right there. Not the athlete, but taller. And as you talked about, he scores. He's productive. He has versatility. He can score in different ways. Not the most athletic guy on the roster, but a guy who has a high basketball IQ and a tremendous work ethic, as does Monk, Ball, and Fultz.
You know, when Harry Giles, the kid from Duke, announced that he was going to the draft, I thought that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. The guy did absolutely nothing because of a variety of injuries. He didn't get a whole lot of playing time, did very little. And yet I'm looking at these mock drafts, and he's a top 20 or top 25 pick. So maybe he's going to laugh us all to the bank.
Well, what's going to happen, he's going to get drafted on based on what he was out of high school. And when I watched him, that's rising senior year, that summer before, okay, April, May, June, July, August, he dominated the competition. I mean, you knew he was the best player on the court every game. And there were guys like Jason Tatum and Fox and Monk that were great as well. But Giles stood out with his shot blocking, rebounding, energy, scoring ability, you know, inside of about 10 feet, 15 feet. And then, you know, then the injury came about in the fall, and he had prior injuries. So I've seen him at his best. Don't know where he is physically right now, but somebody will draft him, Frank, because he's still young and what he's done in the past. And if he can stay healthy, they got to steal at 20 or 25, wherever he's going to get drafted.
Great stuff. We really appreciate it. What's your next big events to cover Where will you be in the near future?
Every weekend I'm at a different event. This weekend I'll be at there's a tournament called the Big Shots Tournament in Baltimore, Maryland, where 60 teams will be there, and I'll scout those teams and evaluate the talent. And then from there I go to just different events throughout the country, different camps, and then we cap it all off in the summer. We have games on ESPNU from the Peach Jam, from Adidas, from the Under Armour Elite 24. So we cover high school basketball. We rank them, we grade them, and evaluate them, and hopefully we're right more than we're wrong.
Honored to have you on the program, sir. Love your work, Paul. Thanks so much.
All right, Frank. Thanks for having me.
All right, Paul Biancardi joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. In terms of this draft, I keep seeing, you always see these three first, Fultz, Ball, De'Aaron Fox, usually in that order in terms of point guards going 1, 2, 3 in the draft. Then you see Josh Jackson, then you see Jason Tatum. But I keep going back to Boston and having an NBA All-Star at the point guard spot. Wouldn't they want to fill another spot and get a future NBA All-Star like a Jason Tatum or Josh Jackson? I'll tell you, Drew Hanlon is training Tatum like they're preparing him and working hard with one goal in mind to be the top pick in the draft. Now, we don't actually know the order yet, though, because the lottery hasn't been made. But if it's Boston, it's going to be an interesting decision for them because the top three, according to most services, are point guards. All right. Hey, with baseball and softball here, you're looking for uniforms and you're looking for winning streak. Phone number is 888-570-6194. 888-570-6194. Winning Streak has the best brand names like Rawlings, Adidas, and Mizuno. Winning Streak has you covered from head to toe. Their professionals will come to your practice for a fitting. They even have portable fitting facilities. They'll come to your practice and you can change right there. Choose the uniform and the fitting you like, and they'll take them back to Dupo and make the uniforms. 888-570-6194. All right, we will take a short time out. When we come back, let's hit some texts and some phone calls. What about this 94-win pace the Cardinals are on as we speak? Do you think that's legit? We'll get into that when we come back.